We'd like to welcome everybody here this morning. Thank you so much for joining us to be here, to say like a final goodbye to Tanta Lida, who was so dear to us all. For those that don't know me, I'm Arno, and Tanta Lida was my mother's sister. And my father is Uncle Haino's brother, so we related with a family from two sides. And for me, she was also someone so precious to me. I remember for a few months I even lived in their home, and I was like a son in the home, not like a nephew. And I think anyone who knows or knew Tanta Lida, they will know what a dear person she was. And we could speak for a long time about what an example she was. And we just thank God that He lent her to us for so many years. I can just, in my human way, think, I'm sure the Lord wanted her with Himself long ago already, but I think He just felt sorry for us. And that's why He lent her to us for so long. And we just thank God for it, that He blessed her with such a long life and that we could enjoy her here for so many years. Let us pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank You for this time that we can be together in this unusual way. And we pray, Lord, that You will be with us in a special way, that this time will be special to each one of us, even though our hearts are sore to have lost such a dear one as Tanta Lida. Yet, Lord, we rejoice, thinking that now she can be with You. It's far better for her where she is. But we pray, be with us now. Comfort the family and the friends who feel the pain, who feel that loss. But Lord, we thank You that You've promised to fill that gap. And we ask You now to be with us, to bless this time, and that You will glorify Your name. For Your name's sake we ask it. Amen. We'll sing a hymn together. This is a German hymn. If you have a program, there's a hymn sheet you can follow, and maybe they'll even have the words on the screen. German is easy to follow. You just speak it like you read it. It's not like French or another language where it sometimes sounds different to what it looks. Here, German is very simple. So it's about the grace of God and His mercy, which is just so indescribable and that we have not deserved. And this song was one of Tanta Lida's favorites. So we'll just start with it. Mir ist Erbarmung widerfahren. Dankeschön. Mir ist Erbarmung widerfahren, Erbarmung, deren ich nicht wert. Das zähle ich zu dem Wunderbaren. Ja, so ist's. Nun, Karl, ein Enkel, der wird etwas sagen. Karl, if you can come forward, Karl is a grandson. He will speak for the grandchildren.
I pray the Lord can give me the right words to say. What a privilege we've had as grandchildren to have Komama as our grandmother. What we've learned and experienced through this last time, being with Komama, but also going back many years from when we were small. Komama and Kopapa have always been a team. Where Komama went, Kopapa was. And when Komama was lying there in the last few weeks, she prayed and sang. And for me, that is what was in Komama's heart the whole time. When a tough time came, I'm sure she said a prayer in her heart, and she would sing. And that's what came out when she was there, and that's all she could, the way she could express herself. When you ask her, has she got pain? Oh, it's not so bad. How are you feeling today? A little bit better. That is how Komama was. She was always positive and such a blessing to all of us. I think, as I said, we were so privileged and are so privileged to be grandchildren of Komama and Kopapa. And what they taught us was to love God, to live for God with all your heart. And they gave their lives to the Lord's work. And I think we couldn't have asked for a better example. And I just thank the Lord personally, and I'm sure each of us as well, that we can be part of this family, the Stegen family, but also part of this family in the Lord's work. And we thank the Lord for the special times we had together. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl. I think you said where Komama was, Kopapa was. Well, I'd like to add, for me, where Kopapa was, Komama was. That's how I picture them. Where Uncle Heiner went, when he went out, we know how often he went out to spread the gospel. Kleiner's got a heart for lost souls. And he went out, and he still goes out, even at his age. But she went along as a support to him. That was something very special. And we'll now sing a Zulu song. Nehubulesi Zulu, igama lika Jesu. We'll sing that together in Zulu. And we'll just wait a moment, and then they can assist us here. Yes, how sweet the name of Jesus is. And as it says, I'll start here already to thank you and praise your name. But once I'm up there, hallelujah, then I can really praise you with everything. And how wonderful that she's already experiencing that, Tanta Lida. What glory. Now we'll ask uNtinesi sicela ukuthi eze kanye ne angazi ukuthi uzofika kanye ne choir noma bazomlandela kodwa uNtinesi ukhona. Oh, siyabonga. uNtinesi is a co-worker from Tanzania who has worked alongside Uncle Hein and Tanta Lida for many years, and she's going to share with us.
Okokuqala ngithanda ukudlulisa nje ukubonga kwethu emthunzini kubaba umfundisi wala ekhaya sizabantu.
From the Mthunzini congregation, I'd just like to pass on our thanks to Uncle Elo.
Kunye nomndeni wakhe ukuthi besiza kakhulu ngoma ensukwini zakhe zokugcina.
And his family for helping, for all the help they gave in this last time to Tanta Lida and Uncle Heino.
Kithina njengebandla, umama ube isibusiso kakhulu benobaba.
Well, for us as a congregation, Tanta Lida and Uncle Heino were a great blessing.
Kakhulu sibonga singakwazi ukuhluleka ukuthi sizothi. Ngoba uma waba isibusiso kakhulu kuthina siyohlala simkhumbula.
We cannot describe how thankful we are for her life. She was a tremendous blessing to us. We will miss her.
bobabili ubaba benomama baba isibusiso basenzela izinto ebesingazazi ukuthi o abamhlophe besamba nabe makhaya kongwavuma hluhluwe nongoma matuba besizohlangana nje kwezinye indawo endlini encane ezingenawo amawindi kushisa.
And Uncle Hein and Tante Lida were a tremendous blessing to us in many ways. And also that as whites, they came and they were among us and came to our homes there in Gwavuma, Nongoma, faraway places, and to small little homes without windows, even where it was so extremely hot. And they never complained that it was too difficult for them. And whenever there was a funeral in our areas, they go with us to these places.
Bebedla njengawo wonke umuntu kungekho ukuthi thina sibamhlophe sikwazi ukudla nabantsundu.
And after the funeral they'd be there among the people, eat together with them, just be one of them and not act any differently because they were white.
Uma sihambile mina bengizohlala nabantsundu besifazane ubaba ubehlala nabesilisa abantsundu uma ubeze zohlala eduzane kwami.
Now, according to our tradition, at a funeral like that, the men sit together, and then the ladies sit together, and Uncle Heiner would sit with the men, and then Aunt Alida would come and she'd sit next to me among the ladies.
Mina ngokwami ngicabanga ukuthi uzohlala eduzane kababa, kodwa ubeze eduzane kwami.
I thought she would naturally go and sit next to her husband. But no, she came and sat next to me.
Futhi uma sikade sihambile siyoshumayela sizobuya ngabo 1 ngo 2 ekseni sizothola nango mama phandle usemile uyasihlangabeza.
And sometimes we'd go out for outreaches and sometimes we'd get back at 1 or 2 in the morning. She'd stay up and wait for us till we got home.
Uma singena sesilungisele ukudla sidekelwa etafuleni labo sizodla ndawonye sonke thina esifikayo abantsundu nabamhlophe.
And then she'd have a meal ready for us and she'd invite all of us to come together and to enjoy this meal.
Mina ngoba bengihlala khona ekhaya ngizama ukuthi ngiyalekelela ukuthi ngoba noma ngifika ngizolekelela kulaba esifika nabo ukuthi ngibanikeze ukudla kodwa uma ubezothi hlala phansi kunye nabo.
And for me I thought, well, I am part of the family, so to say, and it's like my home. I would start helping her to serve the others that were from outside. But then she'd tell me, no, you just go and you carry on, you sit with the others and I will help you.
Bazosinikeza ukudla nobaba nomama nomakoti.
And then they served us, Uncle Haino and Tante Alida and the makoti. Is that Jeanette?
Ngathi uma ube isibusiso.
So our mother was a real blessing.
Noma sizohamba ekuseni ubezo mhlambe masizohamba ngo 4 ekseni siya le engwavuma ubezofika ezongivusa ekseni bengakabika ama cellphone ngaleso sikhathi.
And sometimes we had to leave at about 4 o'clock in the morning to get to Ngwavuma in time. She'd come and she'd wake me at 4 o'clock in the morning. It was in those days we didn't have a cell phone yet.
Kukhona usuku lwaba yisimanga kumina.
And there was one day that was very special to me.
Bengigula kakhulu ngaleso sikhathi.
I was very ill at the time.
Manje bengilele kamerweni imbhede emibili
I was in a bedroom, there were two beds, and I was so nauseous, I was bringing up, and in between there was a dish which was there to help me in an emergency. And I'd bring up, and she was next to me. And I had no strength, but she'd hold the dish for me, and then when I finished, she'd go and empty it out. Another time when I was
ill,
they took me into their home, they nursed me day and night. There's so much they did for me. I cannot tell you everything. But it was a tremendous blessing to us. Thank you very much. And the whole congregation that are also present here from different places. From these different places that I've mentioned, and they're all very sad to have lost a mother. When I got to Mthunzini, they helped me a lot, and where I did things not quite right, they assisted me. And they helped me, just like they helped their own children. And then I thought about this. And I realized they're not treating me like a black person who's just assisting there, but I realized they're actually treating me like they treated Margaret. So I can't describe all that they did for me. Another time where I was extremely ill, I had to go for an operation. And when we got there to the specialist, he said, well, this is going to cost 50,000 that you've got to pay up front. And he said, unless we pay that up front, he can't operate. I didn't have that money.
But
Uncle Heino's youngest daughter, Romy, said, no, don't worry, we'll see to that, and she arranged for that payment. So I just want to say, they like part of our family. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to say something.
If you suba ukalang kubaba umfundisi ngibingelele umndeni wonke wababa uStekeni.
Firstly, let me greet Reverend Stegen and also the whole family of Uncle Heino.
Ngifisa ukuba ngingakakhulumi ngoba inkulumo engithunyiwe lapha ngithunywe umntwana okaphinda angena ukuthi ngize ngidlulise amazwi egameni lakhe.
Before I actually pass on the message that has been entrusted to me to pass on by the Honorable Prince Buthelezi.
Ngifisa ukuveza ukuthi thina nje njengomakhelwane nabahlobo babomfundisi Stekin sesazithathela ukuthi wonke umndeni wakwaStekeni umndeni wethu njengoba udade wethu kadesho sonke.
As our sister has said earlier on, Antinesi, we have become like family members of the whole Stegan family due to our relationship with Reverend Stegan, Uncle Alan.
Empeleni mina nje ngokwami nami ngingabala nje obebalelo sisi okuningi engakubona kwenziwa ilomndeni.
And I can also list up many things that I experienced, as was previously mentioned by Antinesi.
Empeleni umawami ubecishabe untanga yakhe umama uAlida.
My mother is almost of the same age as Auntie Alida.
Kodwa washona ngo 77.
Auntie Alida, but she already passed away in 1977.
Kodwa saqaba ukubona ubaba umfundisi nebandla nezisebenzi efike ezongcwaba umama wami enza njoba kadesho nje usizo.
And we were also so amazed when Reverend Stegan and his team and others came to hold the funeral of my mother, the whole way that they behaved and that they were towards us, as we heard it explained here from the front. And then my father passed away. And Uncle Allo, in the same way, once again, helped me so much. And I can list up or mention many others even, my brothers and so on.
Kushukuthi ubaba umthunzini nabo bonke abanye bafowabo baka baba uStekeni nomndeni wonke nabasemzini ekhwe emakhweni enu anibona baka uStekeni anisezona ingane ka Mavitof ningane zokuba uMavitof wazala bonke laba bantu esiyibo thina.
And so we can only say to Uncle Heino, Uncle Erlo, the rest of the Stegan family, it's not just your family. You are like our parents as well. We have become part of your family and of the Witwerts and so on.
Siyabonga. Nisibusiso kakhulu kithi.
Thank you very much. You are a great blessing to us.
Kodwa ngifuna ukubuya ke ngoba ifika le mission la iqala ukwakhiwa la.
Now, when this mission was established here at that time, there was a shop close to our home.
Kushuthi ubaba umthunzi saqala kumbona mayezothenga izinkwa ethengela abantu abebeze enkonzweni bese behlala belala bengakakhiwa lutho la.
And that was before anything had been built here. We met Uncle Heiner when he would come to that shop to go and buy come and buy bread for those who were attending the service where they were.
Ngifisa kodwa ukuba ngikhumbule lensizwa lena. Ngikhumbule udadewethu uMargaret ngengakhuluma naye. Ngiyazi ukuthi ubuya kuphi.
And also let me just mention about Auntie Margaret. Margaret, because we've come a long way with her as well.
And I know where she comes from as of now.
Yes.
Ngifisa ukuba ngikhulume futhi umfowethu Dita, Friedhold, Ditlef, Mario, no Ronald, no Romy.
And we also know what she's gone through at this time. And also, I'd like to mention Dita, Friedhold, Ditlef, Mario, Ronald, and Romy.
Phela lensizwa kwakhiwa la mission yasebenza kakhulu lensizwa.
This young man here in the front, and I'm referring to Friedhold, at the beginning when the mission was built here, he worked hard with his own hands helping this mission to be built. I don't think he had any time even to eat. He would just go out, go and fetch building material, come back again, and we'd be up and down, busy building.
Kodwa ke lo ube umshayeli wami ngigula ngilimelela ngihlelela imishini.
And then Detlef was my chauffeur when I was here at the mission, not well. He would drive me around wherever I went.
Kushuti uyabona baba umthunzini ukuthi uzele ingane eziningi. Nathi singabakho. Singabakho mama Alita lapho la ukhona sikhala kanye nabantu bakho.
So Uncle Heiner, you can see you've got many children, not only those who you have born, but we are part of that family, and we feel bereaved as well with Tante Alita gone, that we have lost a mother.
Now I have to come back to the actual speech that I'm here for today.
Sengibuyela ke kulesi speech engizelo kuba ngizosiletha la sengishiyela ke kuyena ubaba.
This morning, a beloved woman is laid to rest. She was a wife, a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. Her passing was a blow to four generations, and she will be remembered by all of them with the deepest of love. I regret being unable to be with you today, but I send my condolences and my prayers. My thoughts are with Mr. Heino Stegen, who has lost his partner in life, and with my friend, Reverend Elo Stegen, who has lost a dear sister-in-law. The Stegen family has been close to me and my family for many years. They have been a tremendous support, sharing our joy in celebrations and our burdens in sorrow. They have held us up in prayer when we walked through the valley of the shadow of death. So while I know that this is all I can do for them in their hour of grieving, I also know the immeasurable value of prayer. Mrs. Stegen's life was full and long. The Lord granted him another 20 years beyond our allotted 70. This allowed her time with family and friends, and for this we are grateful. Nevertheless, no matter how long we have with the people we love, it is never enough. Saying goodbye is painful. What a blessing we then have as believers to know that we are not called to the grave, but to life eternal. The Lord has called Mrs. Stegen home. In the words of Psalms, we know that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Unquote. I think of how moved Christ was by the grief of his friends when he arrived at the home of Lazarus. It was not for Lazarus that he wept, for Lazarus would soon be raised to life. It was for the pain of his friends that Jesus wept. In the same way, my sorrow is not for Mrs. Alita Stegen. For Mrs. Stegen now rests in the very presence of our Lord. She has been raised to life. My sorrow is for my friends, for the pain of this loss. Please, know that you remain in my thoughts and prayers. May the Lord Almighty grant you his peace, the peace that passes all understanding, as you remember the promise of Jesus. When we live or die, we are in Christ. Our lives are secure in him. Until we meet again in the perfect kingdom of heaven, we thank the Lord that Mrs. Alida Stegen assuredly rest in peace. God bless you. I wish to end by also expressing our sincere thanks to the mission, because it will be unfortunate for us if we forget that labo abasupporte ubaba umfundisi, in fact those who supported our father Reverend Elo, also deserve to be thanked. We have to thank them for all what they've done during all this and many other times when he suffered, because the suffering of his extended family is also his suffering. Sinawe baba, siyazi ukuthi kubhlungu kangakanani kuwe siyazi ukuthi kababa uhayi nosasila zolo lokhu sizofihla omunye ezikweni ezimbalo kodwa siyazi ukuthi dadewethu uMargaret siyanithanda kakhulu kulesi sikhathi ngizwile ukuthi ngafone sehambile ubaba ngiyazi ukuthi kwento abangayazi abantu ukuthi njengoba umntwana ekhuluma ngomngani bakhe nomndeni wakasizabantu wakastekeni wa odokotela bamcela ukuthi umntwana ahlale sibhedlela aphumule ezwa amacheck onke kuyena lapha sibhedlela empangeni ngabona isimanga ngaya ke ngiyombona ngingaqagela ukuthi ngabona abani ngafica abani ngafica umama alida nobaba uhayini.
Can I just maybe translate this? Thank you also to Reverend Stegan and always being there when we need him to support us. And we know when somebody passes away, it's like his own family. And also the support of Uncle Heino and Tante Alida. And recently, Mtwana Buthelezi, Prince Buthelezi, who's sent me with a speech, and as he mentions his friendship here with it to the Stegan family, he was recently admitted to a hospital, being checked up, and he was admitted there. And can you guess who I found there when I went to visit him? I found Uncle Heino and Tante Alida there visiting him.
Kanti ubaba umfundisi noma engaba kekho kodwa bakhona abammele kuleyo ndawo.
And I was so happy to see that even when Uncle Ella himself cannot make it, he's got others of the same caliber who stand in his stead and fill his gap.
Ngikhumbula kahle ngibona ubaba uHayino ebambe umama sebephuma endlini sesiphuma sengizosana nomntwana.
I remember still that picture in my mind when Uncle Heino walked out of that hospital room holding Tante Alida's hand as I remained behind and the two of them walking out.
Ngiyakwazi ukushiywa umama. Ubaba washiywa umama.
I know what it is like if you lose a partner like that. My father also lost his wife. And when a husband is left or loses his partner like that, my heart is always sore. May the Lord be with you and keep you.
I said that Stungubana was our mayor for many years, which he was, and someone has just reminded me that he is now also the mayor of the Mzinyati district, which is even the greater area. So we really appreciate his being here and for the message that he's passed on. Thank you very much. Uncle Heino, möchtest du etwas sagen jetzt, bitte?
I feel I don't have words enough to say thank you to each and every one of those that are present. Many aren't present, but the messages we got, we never expected so much sympathy and so much love. And we'd like to express a thank you for so much love being by which people encircled us. We thank you, each and every one. Thank you, Friedel, that you and Rita, that you can be with us. Ich weiß gar nicht, was zu sagen in Dankbarkeit. Gott hat uns in unserer frühen Jugend gerufen, hat gesagt, folgt mir nach. Ich hatte gedacht, ich wollte was runterschreiben, was ich sagen wollte, aber dann wird's vielleicht zu lang. Ihr müsst ja auch wieder nach Hause. Wenn ich alles sagen sollte, dann sitzen wir hier bis heute Abend.
Kleiner, darf ich nur probieren in Englisch? Just, Kleiner says, God called them when they were still young. And he says, he cannot say everything that is on his heart. We'd have to sit here for too long.
When Alida was on a deathbed for the last few, als sie auf ihrem Todesbett lag, dann hat sie nur gebetet und gesungen.
In the end, she sang a lot and prayed.
Sie hat gesungen und Gott gedankt für die Gnade.
She sang and thanked God for his grace.
Und warum hat sie gesungen?
Why did she sing?
Als wir jung verheiratet waren, da haben wir gesagt, hey, hilf uns bitte, dass wir göttliches Paar sind hier auf Erden.
When we were a young married couple, we prayed and said, Lord, help us to be a godly couple.
Und Alida hat gesagt, sie möchte so sein wie Sarah mit Abraham. Hat nicht gesagt, dieses meine Frau. Hat gesagt, sie hat nicht gesagt, dieses mein Mann. Sie hat gesagt, dieses mein Herr.
And at that time she said, she wants to be a wife like Sarah was to Abraham. And you, as you probably know, Sarah didn't refer to Abraham as her husband, but as her Lord.
Und sie hat, wie sie gesungen hat und gebetet hat täglich diese letzten Wochen, dann wurde sie immer schwächer und zuletzt konnte sie nicht mehr beten, auch nicht mehr singen.
Now,
aber solange sie das konnte, hat sie es getan.
In the last weeks she got weaker and weaker and it got to the point where she could no longer sing and pray aloud anymore.
Und das letzte Gebet, was sie sagte, sie konnte es nicht mehr singen, da hat sie gesagt, wir danken dir, Herr Jesu Christ, dass du für uns gestorben bist und hast uns durch dein teures Blut gemacht vor Gott, gerecht und gut.
And then towards the end, one of the last prayers, it was a hymn, but she spoke it because she wouldn't sing it and said, Lord, we thank you for your grace and thank you for your blood by which you have cleansed us and also justified us before God.
Wie sie sich anzog, wie sie vor Menschen erschien, wusste sie, ich bin Gott schuldig, um hier Christ als Christ vor zu stehen.
Her aim in life was always to be an example as a Christian. And even the way she dressed, she always wanted to set the example as a Christian.
Ich kann mich nicht einmal erinnern, dass sie jemals war, dass sie sagte, sehen die Menschen mich, wie ich bin und wer ich bin?
I can't remember that she ever said, what do the people notice me and who I am or what I am or how I am?
Sondern sie war nur für mich da.
But she was just there for me.
Sie zeigte nicht ihre Schönheit der Welt, sondern das hielt sie für mich.
Her beauty she didn't display to the world for the world to see, but she reserved it for me and for God.
Und sie hat gebetet, das letzte Gebet, als ob sie sagte, ich habe vor Gott gelebt und Gott hat in seiner Gnade mich umgekehrt, dass nicht nur ich vor Menschen etwas, ein Vorbild bin, sondern dass Gott mich gemacht hat, sein Blut hat mich gemacht, dass ich vor Gott kann sehen, gerecht und gut.
And her last prayer was as if she wanted to just summarize that for her, God saved her, changed her life, not to, for people's sake, but it was just because of God's grace that he redeemed her and justified her.
Nizwile umtanda zoake wokwina uguti nifisa uguti insindi so nibemsulwa pambili kuNkulunkulu.
Her prayer was to be pure before God.
Kukhona inenhlizweni zenu ukuthi ngifuna ukuphilela uNkulunkulu ayi abanye abantu.
Do you have that desire in your heart that you want to live just for God, not for other people?
Ngimazi kanjalo uNkosi oshonile.
That's how I know my wife.
Kwabamnandi ukuhlala. Niyazwa ukuthi kungani na ukuthi kube kuhlungu akasekho kuba ube ngayena oyisekelo sami kuphela yena ube umuntu othi funa ukuthi ngenza ukuthandwa uNkulunkulu.
That's why she was so precious, because for her it wasn't just to make me happy or just to support me. But her first aim, primary aim, was to please God.
And I think my children who have supported me, I could count and count people coming from overseas to be with us, Jörg, und andere auch. I can't name you all, but I appreciate it, and I believe God will bless you for being, and just for that love which you show us, may you experience something like it. I don't expect you to experience that which all we have experienced, but may God impart such love as we have experienced, and you children don't forget. God's word says, in heaven there is great rejoicing if a sinner turns from his sin. If he says, sorry, God, for what I did wrong, then most probably, like we know from Lazarus and the rich man, that at the moment, probably she's seeing us. And I'd like to say to her children, don't disappoint Mama. If she looks on us and looks on you, that you have a different mind, but have that mind which she had. God bless you. for all you may mean, for how you've been carrying me. Do you know that for the last 30 years, Mama and I have been going to services just about every day? I didn't buy petrol. I didn't buy a vehicle. I didn't even think. I just went into the vehicle and I went off. And when I come back, all I know is that they were just looking whether the vehicle is still good. And if I thought it was still good, then there was another vehicle. So that we never, I don't remember. Can you remember? I don't remember these 30 years that when we were going to services, I think we had one puncture over those 30 years. And I don't think that once we stopped, probably once, because we always had vehicles that were good, and I appreciate that. I just jumped into the car and off I went. And Mama, having said to the Lord, I want to be not only a helpmeet, but I want to live, be a wife that pleases God. When we want, and we ask her sometimes, are you going? She wouldn't say yes or no. She said, what's Papa doing? And then she said, if I said I'm going, she said I'm going. If I said I don't go, she'd say she doesn't go. There wasn't feeling for something which she wanted. And she was such a benefit to all of us and a blessing to us. Thank you for this time. I know there are many things which I'd like to say now, which... Oh, Sizabantu, Uncle Elo. Do you know what happened to us the last 2 months? Elo took us out of hospital, where we had spent... You know what hospital is, hospital fees are nowadays. And we came back and we stayed with them. Nico and Naomi left the bedroom. I don't know in which passages they slept, but I was in the bedroom, Mama was in the bedroom with those that nursed her. When I had been there a few days, all of a sudden, the daughters came along and said, I've got to move to another place. And I said, no, I won't. I've pushed so many out of their rooms, I don't want to push some more. But when I went to where I was, all my things were moved, and I pushed Dolo and Arthur out of their bedroom. And in which passages they slept, I don't know, but we were there. Do you realize why I've got to say thank you? And that was Elo's love for us, that he said, come. And the children were one with them and left their bedrooms. Thank you, doctors, Willem, Alvi, Elsavi. Thank you. Oh my.
Amelia.
Thank you. A nurse that was with us day and night, was such a help. Thank you for all your love. May God bless you. We'll never forget what you've done for us. And when the Ted happened, I said, I want to be like Margaret. Child died in India. She didn't cry once like I cry. And I said, oh, I'd like to be like Margaret. And Margaret was. Yeah. She was with me. Mama died in her arms. Carola, will I ever forget? God bless you. You are so good to us. And I said, I want to be like Margaret, that I don't cry, and that God supports me, that I am even a blessing to other people. And when Alida had passed away, and there I was, alone. Will I cry? I said, God, help me. And you know what happened? I cry these days because of what the love I see you still show me. And all the good that you are doing. And then that the people talking about Mama the way they are talking, because she said, I want to be not a wife, I want to be God's wife in this world. And then I said, before I had asked God, make me like Margaret, God did something in my life. And my tears dried up. I slept the first night without pain. And I slept the other nights. And being such a, that I can't control myself, is only today is saying thank you to you for being here and help being with me. That makes me cry. Not that Mama is gone, because I know what God intended. I felt there's something Elo said to me, not only is God the God of widows and of
orphans,
he's the God of every man. And Elo said to me, don't forget that God has something special above our understanding, above of our thinking, is God for you. And I experience that God is with me in such a way. I've experienced something which I can't tell you. It's only if God gives it to you. And if you ask God for it, oh, brethren, you can ask God everything. He's there. He's our God. He's our Savior. He's our our God, and not only the King of heaven and earth, but we heard here two or three weeks ago that God says, every man who says to God, I want to be one of your people in this world, God says, he's married to me. And more than what a husband wants to please his wife, much more of my thinking, God has for those which he says, I've betrothed you because you said, I want to live for God in this world. Thank you. And those that I have missed and forgotten, to say thank you, please forgive. And may God bless you in a very special way, especially the one I've forgotten to mention. May you experience God with you. God says if he blesses in a way above our understanding, in such a way that everybody marvels and says, how is this possible? That's what God will do. And my prayer is, if I've forgotten some, to say thank you to some, that God blesses you in such a way that you can retrace it to that point that I forgot to mention you and say thank you to you. God bless you all, and may that which the man who helped us to God, who took our hand and said, you follow Jesus. And sometimes he had to come and say, God's children do not live in that way. You're not allowed to do that or say that because God doesn't want it. And that's my brother Elu. I thank him, and we thank him. And when Mama was unable to talk and to sing, she still said, give me a coat that I can put on a coat and go to Elo. So I'm expectantly waiting on what words you will say to us. And I thank God for you, Elo. God bless you. Amen.
Renata, was I dear? Can you help just, we can still sing something together. Onkel Heino, vielen Dank für diese Worte, die von deinem Herzen kommen. And it gave us a bit of insight why they've been able to be such a blessing to so many people. Because in their youth, when they were just married, they said, Lord, help us that our marriage will be to your glory. And that's a good lesson for us younger people. And I thank God that I could share so much blessing out of their lives. And I thank God that not just I could, but even my family, my children even, have been blessed because of them. And may God bless you for it. And thank you. Dankeschön, Uncle Elo. Thank you, Uncle Elo, for these heavenly perspectives. Yes. How foolishly one clings to things temporal and neglect things eternal. And may these words be with us and go with us, and that we'll always remember to keep our priorities right. Now we will ask Detlef to still say something before we close.
I think we have heard so much to be thankful for and to thank our Heavenly Father for. But I have just been asked as well by my brothers and sisters just to say something. But now we can but thank the Lord that we had such a wonderful and such a grace, undeserved grace, that we could experience in having our parents for so many years. A few years ago, I told someone, maybe we needed our parents, that they would keep us on the right road more than what others needed their parents. So we can only thank the Lord for our parents. We can include our uncles and our aunts who have inspired us, who have corrected us. For everyone who has had their inputs in our lives. So to us as children and grandchildren, I think the responsibility is all the heavier on us. Our parents have gone before us, have showed us the way. And now that we have heard this message, it is the challenge to us whether we will do likewise, whether eyes will be fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, or whether we will slacken. We have maybe as children tried to please our parents and if one of them has departed, will we be true and faithful? And as Mama's eyes were fixed on the end, and at the end she could thank, she could praise. Very often we make good beginnings and have our intentions, but will we pull them through right to the end? So I think the baton has been handed over to us, and how will we run, having in mind that we have been called, we have a responsibility towards the Lord in first and foremost. So we thank the Lord for all His mercies as a family, all the blessings, all our makotis that have joined us in serving the Lord. It's been our privilege to serve in this wonderful gospel, to have the fulfillment of souls saved, to experience God supplying our every need. We, the undeserving, we are not worthy of anything. So once again, also a very special thanks, as has been said, we would like to pass on to everyone. You know, all of you who have had extended your arm, not only your arm, your lives, and have denied your lives. And once again, thank you to Uncle Elo, who has been a true shepherd, who has laid down his life for his sheep, which the Lord had and has entrusted to him. And we only share in the blessings of that. And the whole family, everyone who has been so dear and special to us all. And Papa as well, we thank the Lord for having also denied himself. There are so many things that we have cherished and have taken to heart that we saw in our parents. And we can just pray for grace that we will not disappoint our Lord and Master. So at the end, we will have this glorious finish when we reach the end, that we will also be able to praise and thank our Lord and Savior, as we have heard. What wonderful inheritance is waiting for those that are true to him and have been true to them right to the end. So thank you very much, and the Lord be with us especially, that we will not disappoint him. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Detlef. And then thank you to all of you for being with us today, and that we can thank God together for Tanta Alida's life. And thank you for coming to support and comfort the family. Sibonga kakhulu kufika kwenu. Nizomduduza ubaba kanye nomndeni. Siyabonga ukuthi hayi sinethemba ukuthi noma sizoba khona isikhala, kodwa siyanibona ukuthi awu nikhona. Nizoba seduze naye, abe namandla ukuqhubeka. Sibonge kakhulu. Thank you very much. Dallas, thank you very much, and Wanda, for your contribution, your help. Thank you for coming yourself. We appreciate it. Thank you. And in closing now, we'll sing this English hymn, "I Know Not Why God's Wondrous Grace to Me He Hath Made Known, Nor Why, Unworthy, Christ in Love Redeemed Me for His Own." Let us stand and sing together this closing hymn. Let's still pray. Thank you, our Heavenly Father, for all you've done for us, what you mean to us, and for the life that is possible in you. Keep us all faithful, Lord, to the end. Proceed with us now, and bless even the time now that we still spend together. To your glory we ask it, Lord Jesus. Amen.